Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. Get that all the time, Mr. Humble. That's my theme song. That's my nickname. Thanks for being part of my day 34 after. Thanks for being for staying with us and hanging out with us. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. So aren't you excited? Yeah, I can tell. And if you've been listening already, you know what a dream come true it is just to be able to hear our words, my words, and the words of our and the voices of our Brain Trust members, including our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our top change expert in the Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including my favorite, Why Don't You Want What I Want? My Lament. It's the title of his book, but it's my constant lament. And also, the second edition of this book, Feedback Toolkit. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Rick. One of the things that that every business deals with is projects. We have lots of different things going on. We're trying to close a customer. We're trying to acquire a new product. We're changing the floor plan. We're reorganizing our teams. Maybe completely sending the company in a new direction. But every one of those things begin with an idea, with some pain maybe. And we put together some kind of a structure around it, and then there's that other thing, that thing that we think happens automatically on the other end, which is to finalize the thing, to bring it to a culmination. But is that a problem sometimes to wrap things up?
It's a huge problem, and it goes kind of under recognized. We put so much effort in getting things started because there's an urgency. We've got to, do A, B, and C.
The pain makes us take action, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But then once it gets going, we kind of say, okay, well, it'll take care of itself. And there's two problems with not acknowledging that, hey, we've instituted it or it didn't work. And the two problems are, one is that we can't learn from our experience. And the other is it wears people out. I was doing some work in a software development company, and they said, look, here's our big problem. We're worn out. Oh, man, it was just, our plates are so full, and we get together, and we're like hamsters on a treadmill. And so I'm sitting in back, and they're having this meeting. And for about an hour and a half, they didn't need me to facilitate. I mean, they were doing a nice job. And about an hour and a half later, they had made what seemed like a really big decision. And before they even said, we just made that decision, somebody said, okay, well, the next item on the agenda. And I said, stop.
Whoa.
I said, do you realize you just made a big decision? And people sat back, and they started to laugh, and they said, we did. And they started to applaud. This took maybe 2 minutes. And then they said, okay, next thing. And so once again, they get into this other project, and I stopped them at the end. And they kind of laughed, and they said, God, that was great. And then they started doing it all day long for themselves. And what was amazing, it was like each time they acknowledged they were done with something, there was more energy in the room, rather than, oh, okay, we still got 12 items to go. I mean, it was a different meaning.
Well, see, one of the things that I've talked about over the years is celebrating milestones.
Yeah.
I've encouraged small business owners, if you have a one-year anniversary, celebrate that milestone. If you have a three-year anniversary, celebrate that milestone. If you're looking for some big long-term goal you're trying to accomplish, but you haven't gotten there yet, but you created a next step, even though that's not all the way to that goal, celebrate the fact that you pulled that off. Stop and crash a bottle of champagne on the keel of this thing.
And if it's a big thing, like you're talking about, absolutely, there really ought to be a stop in the action to celebrate, and to celebrate in a style that works for you and for your organization. You know, I mean, some places just bringing in pizza on Friday afternoon is just a great thing. You know, but it can be, you know, but it just needs to fit whatever your style and your culture is. But like that software development company, I mean, these were little things that they were doing. They were just wearing them out and just recognizing how productive they actually could be and were.
Right.
It didn't take, I mean, we didn't stop and go around the room and ask how everybody was feeling. You know, we didn't do anything like that. It was just acknowledging it. And,
but maybe part of the reason why is because it's hard to, as you were saying, I think, hard to identify when the day is that we're getting ready to launch this keel. And put this boat in the water and let it sail. And so when we come back, let's talk about that. How do we identify this thing? Because by the time the project matures and maybe it's already kind of gotten diffused into the system, and it's hard to identify that, and you miss the celebration. We're going to do this right after these messages with our good friend Rick Maurer. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.